Residents in northern Ethiopia's Amhara region say local fighters have briefly taken over a police station and seized weapons amid ongoing clashes between protesters and the military. Maya Misica reports from Addis Ababa.
In the Amhara region town of Mazezo, residents say they heard heavy gunfire early Wednesday as armed Amhara fighters took over a police station. One resident who did not want to be identified due to security concerns told VOA the fighters were after a delivery of weapons. He says at around 4 a.m. there was heavy gunfire at the police station and bullets were raining down on their roofs. Protests and clashes erupted in Ethiopia's Amhara region last week after the government ordered regional forces like FANO to integrate into the federal military or police. Maya Misica for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Officials expect a massive industrial fire in the U.S. Midwestern state of Indiana that's forcing evacuations to continue to smolder, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Thick black smoke billowed in the sky when the fire first broke out Tuesday, something Richmond Mayor Dave Snow blames on the business owner for ignoring cleanup orders.
This person has been negligent and irresponsible, and it's led to putting a lot of people in danger.
The site was storing plastics inside and out for recycling. The EPA says so far toxins are not being emitted into the air, but County Health Director Christine Stinson says particulate matter is a concern.
These are very fine particles, and if they're breathed in, can cause all kinds of respiratory problems.
Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Julie Walker.
Prince Harry will attend the coronation in London of his father, King Charles III, but without his wife, Meghan, Buckingham Palace said on Wednesday. The announcement follows weeks of uncertainty over the presence of Harry and Meghan, who have launched a barrage of criticism of the British royal family since announcing they were quitting royal duties in early 2020. I'm Joe Ramsey.